Okay, there's an amazing pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, and it's a pasuk in which the Mefarshim ask a very, very simple question, and hopefully we'll be able to understand it well and learn, I think, what are three approaches to the question. At the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Chazal tells us it is the last day of his life. At the way end, in Perek Chavtes of Parshas Kisavo, so Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael together, and he says to them, Atemer Isim Eskol Asher Asa Hashem Le'enechem Be'at Mitzrayim. He's talking to the door that left Mitzrayim, the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And he says to them, you saw everything Kosh Baruch Hu did when you left Mitzrayim. You saw all the miracles. V'lo nasan Hashem lachem leiv la'das ve'enayim liros v'aznayim l'shmoa adi yom hazeh. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, until this day, meaning 40 years later, until the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, you did not receive a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. And the Mefarshim are very much bothered by what is a simple question. This is a generation which received Torah at Har Sinai 40 years earlier. This is a generation that was given Maimon Har Sinai, an unbelievable experience of knowledge of the Ribono Shel Olam. How is it possible, and what does it mean, that they weren't given a Leiv Ladas, a Nayim Liros, Vaznayim Lishmoa, Ad Hayom Hazeh? How could that possibly be? So we will note three approaches, Rashi, the Meshech Chachma, and the Sfas Emes, each of which I think is important for a bit of a different idea. So Rashi has two dayas, but one of the dayas of Rashi is really a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara tells us that we learn from this Gemara that a person is not omed al das rabo, that a person who learns by a particular Rebbe does not fully understand that which was taught, does not fully understand and appreciate the Torah that was given over, ad arba'im shana, until 40 years later. The simple pshat, Tosfos explains, is 40 years after hearing the Torah, only then are you able to really appreciate sometimes the wisdom of what your Rebbeim said. I remember once hearing from a Talmud of Rav Huttner, I think Dr. Professor Ellman once said over that he heard things from Rav Huttner, and only like decades later did he really fully appreciate, you know, Akedei Kach, the man of Ruach Kodesh. You know, sometimes it takes a long time to appreciate what exactly is being shared. The Marsha, I believe, Maseches Sota, writes that Lav Dafka, like Tosfos explains there, was from the day that you first heard the Torah, but it could be from the day that you were born. Until you're 40, Arba'im Labina, it could be that it's hard to understand. Be that as it may, according to this approach, we were given Torah, but the Leiv Ladas, Einayim Liros, Aznayim Lishmoa, all of those things, we were really fully able to appreciate once we were there 40 years after hearing the Torah. Only then were we really able to be cognizant of what was going on. The Meshech Chachma has a different explanation. It's a bit of a long piece. In the first paragraph, he articulates it very, very clearly, and that's the following. Meshech Chachma has a theory in a couple of different contexts. In Chumash, which is one that you find about Chet HaEgel, many suggest, which is that Bnei Yisrael had a bit of a misread on Moshe Rabbeinu. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu at times was more of a godlike figure. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu at times was not a human who was elevated, but was instead this elevated kind of a figure, Akedei Kach, to a certain extent, that Bnei Yisrael did not have a full appreciation for the Ribono Shel Olam because of the way in which they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu. Only, says the Meshech Chachma, only when it's the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, it's the last day he's giving this drasha, only when Moshe Rabbeinu would pass away, B'yom Moso, U'lachein Amar V'os Hashem Lev Levdas Ad Hayom Hazeh. That as teidu v'tavinu, that once Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and they saw Moshe's human like the rest of us, Moshe's a regular person also, then did they have a full appreciation, ki Hashem ha-manhig, u'mashkech b'pratis b'zman, u'v'ish b'chol mifel mitzah, that really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's really in control. So in that sense, they were given over Torah. It's not leiv ladas, but it means there's a certain perspective that Bnei Yisrael only got, not because it was 40 years, like Rashi said, but because so long as Moshe Rabbeinu was around, they couldn't fully appreciate the role of the Ribono Shel Olam. Because they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's like a godlike figure, the miracles he's involved in. Being up on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights with no food, the things Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, it must be that, you know, there's something unique about him, and he has certain godlike qualities. He on his own can do certain things. Only when he passes away do we really appreciate how it all really, really comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. So we spoke about what does it mean, because Baruch Hu gave us a heart to understand after 40 years, either it takes 40 years to understand the Torah of your Rebbe, or what the Meshech Chachma suggests, only when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, were we able to really gain the proper perspective for all that Hashem does. The Sfas Emes has an unbelievably beautiful approach. Unbelievably beautiful, and it requires a bit of understanding. Rav Hendler, in his Sefer and Sfas Emes, does a great job just sort of like packaging it very, very nicely. And the Sfas Emes notes the following. The Torah does not say that until this day, we did not have das, we did not have wisdom. Until this day, we didn't have a leiv la da'as, as naim lishmoa, ve'enayim liros. until this day, we didn't have a heart, eyes, and ears to be able to appreciate it. Says the Sfas Emes, what's going on here? The following. The Maimon Har Sinai Mahalach was one in which we left this world in a certain sense. All those that were blind suddenly could see, those that couldn't hear, those that were deaf were suddenly able to hear. That suddenly Maimon Har Sinai, we in a certain sense were not functioning based on the normal physical limitations of this world. We encountered a Ribono Shel Olam, but we encountered a Ribono Shel Olam by elevating ourselves above and beyond this world. We had Das at Maimon Har Sinai, but it was Das that was removed, elevated, way above what's found in this world. The Avodah of Eretz Yisrael, says Sfas Emes, is not like the Avodah of the Midbar. The Avodah of Maimon Har Sinai and the Avodah of being in the Midbar is an Avodah of being above and beyond this world. That was the approach of having pure Das, a pure relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. What we needed before we entered into Eretz Yisrael, we're in the end of Parsh Kisavo, what we needed before we entered Eretz Yisrael are the Kalim to have a relationship and an appreciation with Torah that takes place in this world with us in our bodies. To change the way our heart functions, to be able to mekabel Torah, not just the amazing experience of being elevated above this world, the Maimon Har Sinai, but to be able to have a Nayim Liros, as Nayim Lishmoa, Lev Ladas, to be able to have the Kalim in this world, to be able to understand as well as possible what's really going on here, and to worship Ribono Shel Olam, not through leaving this world, but rather through involvement in this world. That is the Mahalach only of Eretz Yisrael, says Sfas Emes. We know many Bali Machshava debate the role we're supposed to, our relationship to this world, and some suggest a much more intense kind of a precious Mahalach, of remove yourself from this world. Many Mekubalim are in that camp. You want a relationship with Hashem, so live above this world. And we know that others speak about involvement in this world, especially certain ideas in Torah Chassidus, involvement in this world. For the Sfas Emes, it's very, very simple. When you're in the Midbar in Maimon Har Sinai, that was an avoda that was above this world. Don't use not your own kalim. It's become elevated and above that. It's a relationship with Hashem that's not limited by our normal limitations in this world. But before we enter into Eretz Yisrael, we need a Nayim Liros, as Nayim Lishmo and a Lev Adas. We need to be able to use our body, our physical selves, to be able to cultivate a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Eretz Yisrael really does. That's what Eretz Yisrael is really all about. Says Sfas Emes, Bizman Hazeh with no Beis HaMikdash. So when there's Gullus and you're no longer in Eretz Yisrael, you have to revert back, he says, to an approach which is not as focused on the world of Gashmias, which is going to be elevated, more like you have in the Midbar. But what the eventual goal is to have a relationship with Hashem, which is not just because Baruch Hu gave us Das, we know Torah, but not a Das that comes from being above this world, but one that uses our bodies, uses our body, our Inayim, our Iznayim, and our Lev, to be able to understand things as well as possible. A very, very different perspective. So on the one hand, you have Rashi talking about the value of 40 years to gain perspective. Only 40 years later do you get to the Gemara Avodah Zarah. We have the Meshech Chachma of Moshe Rabbeinu clouding things a little bit. And for the Sfas Emes, it's 40 years in which we were now going to have a shift in our Avodah to one much more involved in this world. The reason why I think it's important, especially for Chodesh Elul, as we deal with a 40-day time period, Elul through Yom Kippur, and we come to Tishrei and the like, is because of the following insight. It is true in many ways that there's an experience like Matan Torah, which is powerful and which exists in one moment in a very, very intense way. The reality is that most growth and most success takes place in steps. It takes place over a time period. I hear the Torah, but only 40 years later do I really gain the right perspective. I'm mekabel certain Torah in the Meshech Chachma, but only 40 years later when Moshe passes on do I get a certain more accurate take on the role that Hashem plays. And for the Sfas Emes, there's one form of avoda that's right at certain times of being above this world and a certain kind of precious and a lack of involvement and just getting pure das. And there's another kind of avoda which sometimes takes time to be able to get to, where you can find Hashem not by leaving this world, but by being involved in this world. And in many ways, healthy growth that's supposed to take place sometimes takes place gradually and takes place in steps. On the one hand, Maimon Har Sinai was this unbelievable experience. On the other hand, we only really got a Lev Lada'as. We only really got a certain perspective when it came much later. The way some of the Mefarshim say it in Chumash, their ideas and messages that you can hear, it just doesn't sink in for a while. It doesn't sink in for a while because of our own leanings and character. It takes a while for things to be able to sink in. And sometimes it takes 40 years to really appreciate all the different ideas that hopefully are relevant. But if we're able to appreciate different forms of avoda, to be patient sometimes in our learning, in our avoda, so we should be zocha that we have the experience like a Matan Torah, which can be amazingly powerful, but also the patience and the perspective necessary to acquire a Lev Ladas, Aznayim, Lishmoa, Ve'inayim, Liros. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.